Attention, please. Passengers are reminded that someone else is doing the driving for a change. That's right, you're off the hook. So, what's it going to be? A book? A podcast? How about a cheeky snooze? Go on, why not? You time again. Enjoying the ride again. Travel by train again. Nothing connects us to the people, places and things we love like rail. Let's get back on track.
Deezer. Originals.
When you don't know what to listen to, why not listen to some classical music and then realise that's so boring? So listen to this instead. It's a Deezer Original podcast for you and your family. I've got some cash.
I've got some mouth.
Let's go. Hello, good evening and welcome.
Hello!
It's time for us to have a lovely time.
Woo-hoo!
We timed the time it took to get to the venue.
Oh, yeah.
It took less time than we thought that it might do. Ed thought it would take an hour or two.
What?
Mark thought more.
No.
But it only took 2 seconds because we live next door.
It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast.
Hello.
Shut up.
Hello. Welcome to the Horn Section Podcast. Here we are again. Yet another Horn Section Podcast from the Horn Section, bringing music and fun to over 20 people for the last 8 years. But how did it all begin, and who are the members of the orchestra? Well, let's have some relaxing music and find out. I was going to say lounge music, but I pulled out of lounge music and trying to think of another room. So relaxing bedroom music and find out. Let's have some relaxing bedroom music and let's have some relaxing living room music and find out. Off we go. That's it. Boom, 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 boom. Relax. Relax.
Ooh.
Find out who the members of the Horn Section Orchestra. No, that's too relaxed. Members of the orchestra, when I say your name, just do a little bit of showing off with your little instrument. Here we go. This is how the section came to be. In 2009, my wife and I had a child. We had a very young child. Naught at the time. That same year, the Horn Section was born. Two tricky births, resulting in some really great times. It was our saxophonist, Mark Brown, who I first combined with to start the Horn Section gestation process. I'd done a bit of stand-up at one of his silly old jazz gigs, and we thought, music and comedy. Joe Auckland on trumpet. Ben Reynolds on drums. We're next on board. The three of us went to primary school together before I decided, as a 9-year-old, to leave state education and head into the private sector. Because that would definitely set me off on a different path and I wouldn't end up 30 years later in exactly the same basement in South London as my primary school peers. But what we needed was a bassist, and that's why Will Collier is here on bass. We found Will Collier by going to a lot of disco nights and asking all of the best dancers if they played bass. Sure enough, Will Collier was both a great dancer and a willing bassist, so he agreed pretty goddamn sharpish. And please, can we end the music on 5? Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And of course, we've got Julian on piano. Ed! Sorry, is it Ed?
Ed, yes, Ed.
Ed, on temporary pianist. Can you play some Russian-style music, Jules? Ed. But surely you can't expect us to listen for over half an hour to 5 jazz guys and a man who used to do stand-up comedy but who hadn't done a proper gig since 2014 by himself. No, you're right. We have a guest to dig us out of the hole we're sat in. And when I say dig, I mean throw a rope in and haul us out, because if you're in a hole, no need to dig. Remember that. And that man, the man with a rope, is Adam Buxton. No way. Yes, it is. It's Adam Buxton. Adam Buxton. But before we say hello to Adam Buxton, it's time for a sing-along. So take a deep breath, pop your hands on your hips, and belt out the theme tune. Can we do the theme tune to Taskmaster, please? We've had so many emails, and this would distract me from the emails. So let's do the theme tune to Taskmaster, because you guys wrote it, but let's do it in a country style. And that country is France.
A one, two, three, two, two.
Taskmaster, monsieur de la task. Monsieur, monsieur de la task. Bonjour, tout le monde. Bienvenue à Taskmaster. Bonjour. Quite good.
I mean, that sounded like we rehearsed it.
Mm.
Too good.
We should stop rehearsing immediately on all the rest of it. So, not a very nice bit, but there it is. Thanks, guys. But have a listen to who's here. It's our guest, Adam Buxton. Adam Buxton.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing? Yeah. That was exactly the right type of musical atmosphere.
Same for everyone. Oh. Same thing for all the guests.
Really?
Yep.
Who was like, name one other guest.
Dent.
No, that wouldn't be appropriate for Dent.
No, it didn't work.
It's too silly.
Richard Osman?
It's not weighty enough. But it says showbiz, it says fun, it says superficial.
Adam Buxton.
Yeah, exactly.
Adam Buxton, hello.
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 I'm drinking tea. Have you ever had it?
Tea?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's magnificent, isn't it?
Yes.
Holy like Moses.
Do you want to guess how many sugar lumps I'm on now?
Oh, mate.
Mm-hmm. It's
going
You're
not up. On that, are you?
Three lumps.
Three lumps?
Went up on last Monday, it went up.
Are they absolutely giant lumps as well?
No, they're smaller. I think they're smaller than a spoonful.
Ah.
Three lumps for Horn.
Well, it is
no
delicious
one approves.
Stuff, yep. The sugar, isn't it?
How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Five words, please.
Oh, okay, crikey. Am I allowed to curse, or would you rather I didn't?
Oh, I'd rather you did.
All right, then.
But we will bleep it out.
Old.
All have to begin with the same letter.
Old.
Yeah.
Oh, all have to begin with the same letter.
All beginning with O.
All right, then. Old. Ornery.
Also, each one is longer than the last.
Good Lord. Obnoxious.
Oh, that's a long one. Two more.
Odiously.
Oh, you're spelling it like that.
That's difficult, isn't it?
No, it's too hard. Is it too hard?
Yeah, that is too hard.
What does ornery mean?
Cantankerous, sort of difficult.
Yep. So you're in a good mood? Old and ornery.
Old and ornery, yeah. Sounds a bit dirty, doesn't it?
Welcome to the Horn Section Podcast.
Oh, man, thanks for having me.
What are your first impressions?
I can do a pretty good David Bowie, and...
Well, in the script it said, by which I mean, who would you like to do an impression of first?
So nice.
You were correct.
I'm two steps ahead of you, stupid script.
And what are your second impressions
All right,
and so
maybe
on?
One step. Yeah, do you want me to do the impression?
It'd be a shame not to now.
I'm in a studio and I'm David Bowie. That's actually not very good. That's more of a Rob Brydon does David Bowie impression. It's not properly respectful. Actually, David spoke rather like this. This is David Bowie in the early 80s when he was a bit more... He was slightly more debonair and suave and well-spoken, but he still had these slightly Z-style S's. Which characterised David throughout the ages.
The listener won't know your leg is twitching throughout that. Is that part of it?
No, that's a bit of mild masturbation.
The double M.
You asked.
Well, let's get settled in with a chat.
Sure.
Is there a style of music, not too loud, that you'd like the band to underscore our chat with?
Oh, okay.
Something.
Yeah. Can we, well, speaking of David Bowie, can we have some sort of experimental, slightly Donny McCaslin type, impressionistic, downbeat mood jazz.
Yeah. I quite like it.
Yes.
Is that the sort of thing?
That's exactly the sort of thing.
Okay. Well, I know what I want to chat about. What do you want to chat about?
I'm just vibing on this jazz music. I love this.
Yeah. What do you like about it?
I love that it's expanding my horizons and it's opening all my orifices, my mind orifice, all the other orifices.
They're all open.
They're all again.
Wide open.
Yeah. What do you want to chat about?
Well, annoyingly, though? I wanted to do another sort of alphabet thing.
Oh, all right.
Because I noticed that Adam Buxton...
Yeah.
Sequential letters of the alphabet.
Yes, mate.
So I wondered if we could write a story together about Adam Buxton, one word at a time.
Okay.
But each word in alphabetical order. I don't mind if you take Adam or Buxton, but off we go after that.
Good gracious.
Set in this sort of jazz world. We don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking a lot because my brain tends to move very slowly. It's glacial.
We can take our time and edit the bad bits out. We talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah,
but it won't work because of the music.
Because of the jazz. Although it might work because you can edit the living heck out of that jazz. No one's going to know.
I'll take Adam. Adam.
And what do I do now?
You say Buxton.
Buxton.
The music should carry on. Couldn't.
Do.
Everything. I mean, I don't think this will work as a story. It will deteriorate, but so far it's quite good. Adam Buxton couldn't do everything.
For
God's, it won't work unless it's an S for Germans.
Hitler
is
just
kidding.
Lebensraum.
Say it one more time.
Lebensraum
means
nothing.
Obviously.
Provided.
Quite. Provided quite.
About questions.
Yes.
You have to say that.
Oh, provided. Questions.
Revolving. No, that's no good.
No.
Questions. Referring.
Someone.
To.
Underwear? Going for underwear. Nearly there, aren't we?
Veer.
Widely. And then it's got to be xylophone, isn't it?
Fear widely.
X, Y, Z, isn't it?
Fear widely. Can we not cheat a little bit with X?
No.
Veer widely.
Veer widely.
Well, if it wasn't widely, we could get to xenomorph.
What would you like instead of widely?
Veer. Veer. Fuck. Come on.
It's not fun, is it? Veer.
Veer. Veer within.
Within. Within.
Xenomorph.
Yes.
It's not the best story,
no,
is it?
No.
I mean, you're not going to read it to your kids.
No.
We've got to finish it, though. What's the last word? I mean, it's... when you've developed that sort of style of prose, you pretty much can finish on any's head and it's going to be consistent with the rest. Zip.
Don't mind zip.
I do like a zip.
Well, I enjoyed it, but I don't think anyone listening can truly say they did.
I don't know. I think it's given people something to think about, especially in today's political climate.
And tomorrow's.
Yep.
So, Adam, this is Will. He plays bass. Is that
hello.
One over there? He's got a nice face, and thank he's you. Been to second base with his partner, i.e. he's got a son now.
Will plays bass. He's got a nice face. He's been to second base with his partner. Bassists are generally the nicest member of any band.
Yeah. Then, after that, he goes...
after the bassist... The drummer, because they're sort of amiable simpletons.
There he is.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
That's just
three.
No
left.
Disrespect. That three was just a bit of humour.
We're now going to find the midpoint of the band.
That's racist against drummers. They are very beleaguered, and they have to deal with all the drummer jokes and everything.
They do.
Are stupid. Though.
Actually, they are the beating heart in every single conceivable sense of any worthwhile combo.
Yes.
You got a bad drummer, you don't got a band. It's just that simple. And there's such a thing as a stylish bad drummer as well. It's not as simple as just not being technically skilled.
Mm-hmm.
No Mo Tucker, no brilliance of Velvet Underground, despite the fact that what she was doing was relatively rudimentary.
Didn't know she was a girl. So we've got the nicest and second nicest. Do you want to go right down to the least nicest and meet in the middle, or do you want to do
that? I think everybody knows that the front man is the biggest fucker in the band, don't they?
Alex.
Like always the front man is the biggest arsehole. Can you think of an exception apart from
No, I agree. And sometimes I'll do things like I'll have a bottle of water and I'll just pour it out on someone's leg.
Yeah, you bet you
will. I do that quite often. Okay, so it's gone like that, is it? Oh well. No, I think you're right.
Rhythm guitar, terrific guy, but often wants to go off and do his own projects or her projects, you know, and causes friction within the band, different ideas about stylistic directions, that kind of thing.
Who is that? Is that you, Mark?
That's me, yeah. Mm.
Keyboard player, generally pretty fun. I want to hang out with the keyboard player and the bassist.
Stuart,
ideally.
Legend.
Yeah.
Ed.
Yeah.
Ed, sorry. Yeah. The trumpeter in the band.
Trumpeter.
The famous trumpeters in the bands.
Well,
who was the Rolling Stones trumpeter?
Who was he?
I can't remember. Mick. No.
No. Keith. No. I don't know.
No. Well, keep playing your bass. Will you still play, aren't you? Because I'm going to talk to Adam now. Adam, this is what people call a podcast.
Yeah.
Podcasts are like radio shows, except you can listen to them whenever you want because they exist on websites or in a Dropbox. They don't have to be any length, but sometimes 40 minutes is about right, so it feels fairly substantial, but doesn't drag on for more than enough.
I don't understand. Is it on the radio?
No. So it's like radio shows. It says no one knows why they're called podcasts. They've been around for 3 or 4 years now. There are at least 9 podcasts out there.
So is it it's like an audio book?
I think it's like a magazine. You can subscribe to them.
Uh-huh.
Like an audio mag.
But what form? I don't understand. What form does it take?
Like a solid form. I think you'll get sent a podcast on your website.
Mm-hmm. No.
So hopefully that clears up.
No, I won't be.
Podcast issues.
I won't be trying that.
Can we make the music more gentle now, involving the piano? Can we do the soft piano? He's got two pianos. First of all...
Also, you know, speaking of pianos, give me some sounds on that piano man. Oh, that's more piano-ish than I was expecting. I thought it was going to be like a Revox or something. Is that a thing? No, a Revox is an amp.
I've got no idea what this is, Adam.
I thought it was going to be a Billy Preston type thing. You know when the Beatles were doing Let It Be,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't getting on very well.
No.
And Billy Preston, the musician, came in and did some piano stuff. And he was good fun.
Of course he was.
And he basically made the rest of the band behave in front of each other because they were ashamed because Billy was so nice and such an upbeat fellow. That it made them and their stupid squabbles...
Dicks.
Dickish, exactly. Yeah. So they thought, oh, come on.
Beatles.
So that's what you got to have. You got to have a nice keyboard guy.
Yeah.
That is nice, whatever you're doing there.
Yeah, keep doing that. As I ask Adam about his life, how does a day pan out for Adam Buxton? So we're going to start with the morning. You wake up. How does that work for Adam Buxton? Talk us through the waking up process.
Waking up. Actually, it's not that good because of technology. I charge my phone next to my bed, which you're not supposed to do because it irradiates your mind with its evil rays.
So who wakes you up? Is there a noise that wakes
you up? My wife wakes me up because she sets her phone, the alarm, generally early, 6:15, and it will go off. She puts on the vibrate and the ring tone noise.
Okay, so Mrs. Buxton has woken up Mr. Buxton.
Yes, it's very loud. She turns it up as loud as she can.
Even though the phone is right next to her bed, it doesn't need to be that loud. Just, she would wake up if it was just...
Love that noise.
That's all that's required.
That's all that's needed.
She would wake right up.
But no, it's got to be...
As well as...
Okay, so 6:15, Buxton's up.
Man, not he's not up, he's awake.
He's awake. What's he wearing at this stage? What's Buxton wearing at this stage?
Nada.
What then, straight to the bathroom?
No, I lie on my front for a while. That's my favourite position when I can't, when I've woken up too early and I can't get back to sleep. That's my jet lag position.
Okay, so Buxton is naked on his front and cross.
On his front and he's cross.
At what point are you going to the bathroom, or is it a different room before the bathroom?
Mate, I've been to the bathroom about 5 times during the night already. I don't need to go again.
That's done.
Actually,
that's
no,
done.
I do need to go again. You know, I just, I lie there thinking, I need to go. I do need to go. That could be 20 to 25 minutes before I actually get up.
Okay. You've gone? You've now gone?
I've now gone.
Is it clothes on first or something to eat first? Or drink?
No, I will wash myself. I like to be clean in the morning.
All of it?
Pretty much, yeah.
So Buxton is now clean but still naked.
Still naked. I've recently been experimenting with not washing my hair with shampoo.
How's that experiment going?
Quite well. It gives you much more control over your do. Like, you wouldn't, it wouldn't be an issue for you because your hair is cut short.
Thank you.
But mine has been getting a little bit long. I've been trying to just do different things with the middle of the road direction my hair is taking.
Okay, so you're washing everything but not your hair.
No, I'm putting water, like I'm putting water on it, hot water.
So we're talking 6:45, Buxton naked, splashing himself.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it time to put some clothes on or eat something?
Yes, I'm going to immediately put my clothes on.
Immediately?
After I've dried
myself.
Yes, thank God for that. And I will pull on... Here's the thing.
Be quiet.
I pull on some socks before anything else.
Don't mind that at all.
I'm told that that's unusual. In fact, didn't even... wasn't there even a thing on Peep Show about it? I don't know.
I don't know.
No, maybe it was someone... I think I saw Sam Bain, who's one of the writers of Peep Show, ridiculing people who... Like, just saying it would be as unnatural as putting your socks on before your pants.
Ah.
And I thought, mate, watch out, because that's exactly what I do.
Well, we know that. Buxton's naked, dry, just wearing socks.
Yeah.
6:55.
Defo.
We're not doing the whole day.
No, it'll take a while.
But I would like to know what the first words you say are. Most days.
Oh, usually, by the time I get downstairs, everyone's buggered off out of the house. The children at school, my wife...
So this is between 6:55 and you getting downstairs?
It's usually a little bit later than that. Usually I come down 7:45 or so, because the bath will take a while. I'll read...
you have a full bath?
Sometimes. I mean, a shallow one. And it'll be recycled from the bath my wife had.
Recycled.
Yeah, recycled water.
Sounds like it.
And then the water stays in there the whole week. I mean, we're not going to waste the water. Obviously, that would be grotesque.
How often do you have lunch?
Once a day. Yeah. The first words I say, by the way, are generally, hello, Rosie, to the dog.
To the dog?
Yeah. No, I say, hello, dog. I love you. Hello. Yes, we'll go in a bit. Because she looks at me and she goes, she's saying with her eyes, will we walk? Is there walking? You come yesterday, we didn't go. Will we go today? Will we? Will we? I love you. Will we go? I love you. So I say, yeah, I love you. We will go. I promise.
Well, we might return to Buxton's day later on in the podcast if we've got a spare hour. Okay, well, it's time to rock out with Joe's song, The Rebel Song. Ready, Joe?
I sure am.
Okay. Afterwards, Adam, I'll ask you what you thought of it.
All right, mate.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm not ready.
Ah, I guess we'll do this song in the
crouch,
and we might have a bit of pizza, but pizza. We should carry on as well, because we're doing well.
You've already got a BAFTA out of this one, surely.
at least a BAFTA.
When are they going to start respecting the medium? That's what I think. It's a whole new medium.
I think you mean mediocre.
It's changing people's lives for the better. It's a more respectable medium than any of the other mediums that have come out recently. All the electronic mediums, you think of the damage they've done, the apps, the video games, the 4K TVs, all that shit.
Sat-navs.
Fucking sat-navs. Porn. Free porn. All the free porn. It's fucking ruined my life and all the lives of all the people I know because of all the porn. And here's finally something nice that's just about connecting people and listening to people just talking.
Just talking about things.
Exactly. Just having a little bit of talking fun.
And sometimes some rock music.
And sometimes some unacceptable racist views.
Don't want to join the territorial army. Don't want to join the Salvation Army. And I don't want to be in the British Army. I just want to join the Pepper Army. Pepper Army.
Oh, Pepper Army.
Oh, the Pepper Army. I want to join the Pepper Army. The Pepper Army.
That was that one.
That's good, man.
Yeah?
That is very good.
Is it?
Yeah, because it works on so many levels.
He's right.
It's about where we are today as a society.
And tomorrow.
I mean, there's a lot to think about.
Didn't sound very nice.
Oh, it's a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It's better than anything Ed Sheeran's done. And everyone's patting him on the back like he's some kind of genius. Where's his Pepper Army? That's what I want to know.
It's better than Beyonce.
I mean, I don't think it is, but it's nearly up there.
But somewhere between Sheeran and Beyonce.
It's closer
to Sheeran.
It
should sell well, then, shouldn't it?
Should sell well.
Because they have.
Oh, Adam.
Hello.
Just to let you know, we've almost finished our second album. How do you feel about that?
Oh, the difficult second album.
Yep.
How's it been?
Well, we recorded our first album in 2009, before we did our first show. True. Yep. Then we recorded our next one in 2016, but Will's hard drive broke, so we lost that.
Oh, man.
So it has been a difficult one. We've done another one, and I'd like you to choose the title of the album for
us.
Big responsibility. I've got a list of 20 potential names. These are in my iPhone notes section, but we haven't got a decision yet. Do you want to do the banjo under the titles? Is it?
Yep.
If it takes too long, we'll have a different instrument. We can have.
I found out an interesting fact today.
Oh, yeah.
You know a taser?
Yes.
You know what a taser is?
Yes.
Did you know that the name is an acronym?
Like laser.
Right. But this is more sort of prosaic and romantic in a way. Do you know what the acronym stands for? Taser.
Teaches a stupid ass real life.
I said that very angrily.
Taser.
Incorrectly.
Taser.
Let me look it up, otherwise I won't. Sorry, I derailed you there.
I went to A&E the other day and
boasting.
Someone got tasered while I was waiting.
Did they?
One of the saddest things I've ever seen.
Oh, my goodness. Why did they get tasered?
Well, they were
naughty.
Quite lively.
Lively.
Lovely stories.
Isn't that
podcast?
What you want in the A&E?
Too lively.
They were a danger. Bang!
They were a danger to themselves and to others.
Maybe it was a defibrillator. Was it that?
Taser is an acronym.
I don't think so.
Here we go.
Thomas A. Swift's electric rifle. This is true. And that is a good name for a band, isn't it? I mean, there's got to be a band called Taser, and they make it known that it's Thomas A. Swift's electric rifle.
Well, I'm going to read all 20 names now.
Electric rifle. I mean, that's in itself, that's something to think about.
None of these are as good as that. So I want you to pick one of these.
Yep.
I think they get better the first few. They start from back in 2012.
Oh, the good old days.
August 2012.
A simpler time.
It was. The first idea was Better Than Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had 90% Onion. The third idea for an album title was James Bond. Then we had Milk the Tenderness. Dogshit Moon.
Well, that's on my fave list so far.
Outspinning the Indians.
That sounds a little bit problematic.
It's cricket.
I mean, it could be taken the wrong way. The alt-right might think it was up there early.
Downtime on the Starship Enterprise.
Dog shit moon still up there.
Okay. Inspiring thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Gandhi 2.
Yeah, that's good.
Nazi synthesizer.
Again, might have some alt-righters. Because there is a genre of music now called... a fash wave.
Ooh.
Have you heard about this?
Sounds fun.
It's like some right-wing dickhead music fans are kind of reviving early 80s electro pop, but singing about horrible things.
So that's off the list, is it?
Fash wave.
We're halfway through. Four great songs and eight more songs.
What was that?
Four great songs and eight more songs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is good. Are you sure you haven't used that already?
We suggested that on a television programme, but then that's when the hard drive failed, so we didn't use it.
That is very good.
Mm. Treading water.
Whereas that is very pedestrian.
No one's alone except you. Waiting for my risotto. That was when we were in a restaurant.
Wow.
Mortgage brain. I didn't really eat the kipper. They get longer and longer. Recorded in the old-fashioned way. Cave paintings. That's a long
cave
title.
Paintings. I mean, that's just something that... That could be a Sting album title.
The last three... Here we go. Having sex, scoring goals and eating sausages. That's one.
That's
having sex, scoring goals and eating sausages. Mm. Yeah. The sea is really big.
Uh-huh.
And the final one is called Boom Boom Offer. Boom Boom Offer.
It's between Dog Shit Moon and four good songs and eight other ones.
Eight more songs. Eight more okay. Songs. Which
for
is
me.
It going to be? Which is it going to be? Dog Shit Moon or four great songs and eight more songs?
I mean, it's four great songs and eight more songs, isn't it?
Well, that's that decision done.
That's a brilliant album. Title.
Thank you.
We've already got that mocked up.
Hmm. We were going to call it that anyway, weren't we?
To be fair, that's the standout.
Adam,
title.
Are you having a nice time so far?
Yes.
Why?
I just like being with other people.
Cool.
I'm not used to it. I mean, there's my family, but three of them don't like me.
Mm-hmm. How many are there in the fam?
There's six in total, including Rosie the dog.
And yourself.
And myself, including you.
So one of the humans likes you.
One of the humans thinks I'm okay, yeah. The other ones have got problems with me.
Big problems.
Not big. One or two of them have got some pretty urgent problems with me.
Urgent?
Yeah, that need sorting, that need attention.
And here we are. Here we are.
Solving problems.
Adam, I like your songs, I like your dancing, I like your voice. Would you like to join me now in singing a children's song?
Yeah, man.
Okay, these are lyrics I wrote a little while ago. So you can choose. Do you want to sing Auntie Maureen's Gravy or Things I Haven't Done Yet?
Oh. Things I Haven't Done Yet.
Okay. We'll do a verse each. The verses have... 10 lines.
Wow.
And I haven't got a tune yet. The first line is, I want to touch a shooting star. So if you could play that sort of rhythm. I'll do 10, you do 10. I'll do 5, and then you can do the last 5.
Oh, okay.
Is that all right?
Sure.
I'll hand it over.
All right.
This is called Things I Haven't Done Yet. It's a children's song. I want to touch a shooting star and drive a shiny racing car. I want to climb up on a camel, cos that is my favourite mammal. But my mummy says that I'll have to wait a little while, cos I'm only 3 years old and space can be so very cold. And racing cars can be so quick, and camels have been known to kick. Things I haven't done yet.
I want to be an acrobat and run away with Postman Pat. I want to dig a giant hole just like my friend the Mighty Mole. But my mummy says that I'll have to wait until a little while, cause I've only just turned 4 and I'm too small to leap and soar. And Jess the cat looks after Pat, and I might get lost in a hole like that.
Things I haven't done yet. I want to buy a jumbo jet and play my sister's clarinet. I want to work at London Zoo and cure that poor old sick canoe. And my mummy says that I'll do all these things in splendid style, cause I am now 5 years old. Last three lines.
And I just found a chest of gold. And my sister's bored of the clarinet. And I passed my exams. So now I'm a vet.
Mm. Good.
That was a good song.
Bravo!
I like that.
The last, just to say, the last line was, so now I'm a vet. I thought it made it, you made it sound like, so now I'm Yvette.
Oh, okay.
Just
transitioning.
For next time.
Yeah, yeah. Either one is cool.
Mm. So one more game, any other business, and then you can go. The game is called Who Owned the Most Stuff?
Who Owned the Most Stuff?
So in this one, everyone plays their instruments. Do you play an instrument?
No, I don't.
Well, you can
I think if you say you play an instrument, you've got to be decent, right?
Yeah.
No, is the answer then.
Okay, you can clap along to it.
Okay.
So everyone's going to play, and you're going to clap along to it.
Yep.
Then you stop playing or clapping along if you don't own the thing that I've just said.
Ah.
So I'm going to say a list of things. Whoever's still playing at the end, they own demo stuff. Okay?
Okay. What time was it when you thought of that one?
It was not long ago. Okay, so I haven't even got that many things.
Have you got children?
Too many.
Yeah, of course you do.
Three. Okay, so if you can all start playing your instruments and Adam will clap along. I guess play something. Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's the sort of thing. Okay, let's find out who owns the most stuff. They're all in at the moment. Let's find out who owns, number one, a teapot. A teapot. We've lost the bassist. Do you drink tea?
Yeah, but I don't use a pot.
Yeah, because you haven't got one.
Yep.
Okay.
Just trying to give up a pot.
So the bassist owns nothing. A laptop. We've all got teapots and laptops, except for the bass. Modern stuff now. A microwave. We've lost.
I got loads.
We've lost the drummer and the trumpeter.
I'll give you one of mine.
So it's just Adam Buxton, Mark Brown on guitar, and the pianist.
Well, musicians, man, it's tough for musicians.
But do any of them own a suitcase? They're all still there.
Got loads.
A desk lamp. A rug. Still there. What colour's your rug, Gordon? Ed, what colour's your rug?
Brown.
Brown, lovely. Lovely rug.
Beautiful rug.
An axe!
Oh. I got axes. I got two fantastic axes. I use them to smash things in two.
Okay, next
Not
one.
Not even wood.
Oh, he's back in, is he?
But stone and helping. Walls on occasion. Mm-hmm. I'll do it. It feels so good. Because I got axes.
Do you own, alongside your axes, mm-hmm. a slow cooker? Still in the game.
I got all the cookers.
What about a pair of goalkeeping gloves?
Yeah. My son is a goalie.
Is he?
I bought him the gloves.
Is he David
so
James?
Technically, they're mine.
Okay. A blue T-shirt.
I got blue T-shirts. I got red T-shirts. I got all the T-shirts.
A skull other than your own?
A skull?
A skull.
Yeah.
Have you?
Well, I got a plastic one that came free okay. with some fairy lights.
A safe?
Yeah, I've got a safe.
A sword?
Underground.
A sword?
I've got my dad's sword that he got from World War II.
A sledge?
Yeah, I got a pretty crappy plastic sledge. It's red.
A slingshot?
Yep, got a slingshot. Someone, I mean, it's in the house, right?
A spear?
Yeah, there's a spear.
Stoat? Stuffed stoat? He's out.
Damn yeah. it.
Great performance,
on a
though.
Roll, okay,
yeah.
Adam Buxton owned demo stuff.
I'm acquisitive. I don't throw anything away. That's the other thing.
Still got your spear?
Yeah, boy. I'm ready for when it all fucking kicks off. I'm going to be standing there
with your two axes,
goalkeeping gloves, my blue T-shirt, brandishing my dad's sword from World War II. It's a bayonet that he got off a German soldier.
Quite right, too.
I don't think he killed the guy for it.
Swapped.
But he certainly teased it out of him.
Great game. And what a lot of stuff you guys have got.
No teapot for Will.
Well, it's any other business time. So can we have any other music? Any music we haven't heard so far? Okay. We're all just going to suggest one thing that can help people with their lives. I'll start and we'll go around and end with Adam. So my suggestion is a change of rules in football. If everyone, both teams, I think every player actually can bring one item in a shoebox that you can open in the 80th minute. No guns. Your turn, Mark?
A teapot.
That's your suggestion to improve people's lives?
For Will's life.
Okay, Will get a teapot. Joe?
A dog.
You can't say things.
What?
Who's getting the dog?
Who's getting the dog?
These are suggestions to help improve people's lives.
Yeah, yeah, man.
A dog.
Get a dog. A dog.
Get a dog.
Perfectly reasonable.
All right, Ben.
Like that.
Yep.
You're racist against dogs.
Not yet. Ben?
Yeah, you're
A drummerless drum kit, like a driverless car, so I can have a day off.
Very good. Thanks. Very good.
A drum machine?
No, no.
Oh.
Whistle? Will?
Microwave for Joe and Ben.
Oh, kind guys.
Don't want one.
Fuck you then.
I've got a perfectly decent barbecue, thank you.
Okay, Ronaldo on piano. Is it Ronaldo?
No, it's Ed.
Ed.
What was the question again?
Just suggestions to improve people's lives.
Sky Q. You know that fancy box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone could have that.
Yeah.
I was sort of thinking you'd come up with new things, like the drummerless drum kit was great, but dog and teapot already...
You didn't say that in the game.
I know, but
game.
Ben understood.
Should we start again?
No. It's too late now.
Can I suggest pizza?
Adam's turn.
I was going to say something sort of abstract, like kindness, but actually that's too lame. So I'm going to say a large portable projection screen.
Great. That's exactly the sort
so,
of thing.
So, because otherwise, you know, what are you going to do if you're in woods, if you've gone camping?
Yeah.
Where are you going to watch 4K
TV? You're
watching
your teapot.
Yeah, you got a little
your dog.
You got a little battery operated 4K projector, but you need a screen.
Mm.
Why hasn't anyone invented one?
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks.
How do you all feel now?
Guilty.
Well, it's a shame to end it like that.
It's the same.
It's a shame.
Oh.
Not, it's not the same. It's a shame to end it. But you can go now, Adam.
Oh, man.
If you want, Marcus Brown is going to sing us out. The hunk with a chunk is going to sing the last song. Chunk is a slang word for saxophone.
Is it?
So you can stay and listen to it if you want.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. It's just going to be a quick song because it's the very end of the podcast.
Mm.
Here we go.
I'm going to sing a special song. It's not too long.
So. Quite short.
That was very short.
Yeah. He mistook the word long for short and short for long. Oh, that's better. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna sing a special song. It's not too short, not too long. A simple tune, a simple guy, a cheeky wink, a humble smile. The secret of a song like this is keep it brief, don't take the piss. I'll sing my song, won't hang around, make my point, then sit back down. Because less is more, don't be a bore. You don't want to make your own throat sore. Keep it short and sweet like Danny DeVito. Try not to boost your own ego. No need to say the same thing twice. Just say it once, don't say it twice. Don't complicate things musically. Just play guitar and maybe keys. A pinch of bass, a dash of brass. A hit of drums, a touch of class. Maybe add some harmonies. And sing a line in Cantonese. Zhao Zhu Zhi Zhou means less is more. Deja vu means we have seen it before. Try not to strain, just sing your refrain. But make sure you chuck in a You know what they say. Leave them wanting.
You've been listening to the Hod section of the. You've been listening to the Horn Section podcast with Ben Reynolds, Joe Auckland, Mark Brown, Will Collier,
Ed
Sheldrake, and our special guest was Adam Buxton. It's a Pixiu production, and it's a Deezer original. Goodbye.
That was amazing, that song.
Thank you.
Beautiful harmonies. Oh, music.
Very good harmonies, guys.
What would you do without music?
Oh, it'd be lovely, wouldn't it? If you want to hear some extra bits from this episode, sign up to Deezer at deezer.com or on the app to enter the magical bonus zone. Goodbye.
Deezer. Originals.